Hello, everybody. I'm Jordan Ireland. Well, I mean, horrific scenes have played out across the United Kingdom over the last week or so since the murder of those three little children at a dance class, several more badly injured, and then these riots. Now, thankfully, nobody's been killed in one of these riots, but there easily could have been dozens of police officers injured. And, you know, we might be unlucky the next time. Maybe an injury will actually be a death in the end. So it's ghastly what's been happening. So I don't know who murdered those three children at that dance class. And whoever killed them, he or she is responsible as an individual. Not everybody happens with the same nationality, ethnicity, color, religion of that person. Everyone's the same immigration status of that person. So guilt is individual. There are no evil ethnicities, nationalities, religions, or so on, or immigration statuses. It's nauseating to see people largely seems to be former members of the English Defence League chanting these Islamophobic slogans and intimidating people. Attacking a mosque. Fortunately, I don't think anybody was injured in the mosque because the police saved them. Now, I'm often a staunch critic of the police in the UK, but for once I have to give them some plaudits. Police officers gallantly putting themselves in between the intended victims of this premeditated violence and the thugs who are trying to attack ethnic and religious minorities. I don't care whether it's a majority or a minority under attack or whoever. If it was happening to groups that I fall into, you know, whites, people from a post-Christian background, or Irish people like me, that would equally be aghast. So it ought to go out without saying that all this is noisome, but unfortunately it needs to be said. And I'm a mainstream right winger, so I suppose it behoves me more than most to say it, because these people are so-called far right. But I just don't think they're right wing at all. A right winger will believe in capitalism, free markets, which obviously means some free market in labor. There has to mean some immigration. Now, there can be some sort of limitation on that, but you can't have capitalism without at least a little bit of immigration. Now, Islamophobia is a real thing. Okay, so Islam is a religion believed by something like 1.5 billion people. You can believe it, disbelieve it, like parts of it, all of it, none of it, whatever. So I think it must be open to scrutiny and indeed castigation. But to say that all Muslims are bad, well, that really is Islamophobic. I've got plenty of Muslim friends. I've lived in Muslim countries for years. It's my childhood, my youth. I taught at a school where 9 out of 10 of my pupils were Muslims. I shared a house with Muslims as well. But obviously they're a mixed bunch like anybody else. Mostly good, some neutral, a few bad, but you'd get that amongst Buddhists or atheists or anyone. So even if it is proven to be an asylum seeker and or illegal immigrant who murdered these children, only he's responsible. You mustn't tar them all with the same brush. If somebody's from my ethnic group commits a crime, then that individual is guilty. I would think I would be a victim of terrible injustice if, because another Irishman, another white, another Briton, whatever, committed a felony, that I'm held personally responsible for it. It's outrageous. So you want to demonstrate against illegal immigration, or indeed you think Islam is a bad thing. I wouldn't dispute your right to say your piece. But the moment you throw a stone, the moment you smash a window, the moment you start a fire, is no longer a demonstration. It's a riot. And it's been happening on a large scale in towns across the UK, Belfast, where is it, Liverpool, Manchester, London, elsewhere. So some of it is truly shocking. I think it's 67 officers injured, over 100 arrests affected so far. So often it happens in the summer, the weather's good and people feel are willing to be outside. There's a ludic quality to it. People say that that the rioters are furious, and there may be some anger, but actually they're having a laugh. They're showing off to each other. As part of it is male bonding. That's what attracts these people. But often they are knuckle dragging thugs. So some people come to the UK illegally, go to other countries illegally. It's not an evil thing to do. Yes, it is against the law. Generally speaking, they should be deported, but they should never be subjected to violence, intimidation. You know, their houses should not be attacked. Their windows shouldn't be smashed or burnt down. That's an appalling thing to do. Makes me have more sympathy with them. It's not the worst thing you can do. The United Kingdom faces many severe problems. Okay, illegal immigration is a serious problem, but it's by no means the worst. So people need to get a bit of perspective about this and stop always trying to scapegoat migrants, legal or illegal, for all the woes of the UK. And okay, migration legal and illegal, it does exacerbate some problems. It also solves some problems. There are good aspects to it, to bad aspects to it. I would think very few of them are evil. The people who are really wicked are those who attempt the murder of police officers, attempt the murder of people just because of their ethnicity and or religion and so on. So there are obviously plenty of Muslims or people of all sorts of ethnicities I like. I tend to get on better with the secular Muslims than with the fundamentalists. And I put myself in their position. Wow. Imagine people vituperating me for my faith, even if I'm sort of a lax adherent, saying that I'm automatically bad. You'd be scared. Think, oh my God, they're going to get me next. So it's all very, very worrying that this poisonous misinformation is disseminated there. And obviously playing into the hands of Putin, who'll do anything to set people in deadly hate against each other. So I think, it behoves me, everyone, to raise my voice and appeal for some return to tranquility, normality, and placidity. But of course, I'm a nobody. Why should anyone listen to me? But I'm just trying to be a responsible citizen, do what little I can. Maybe it might have one effect on somebody, and the things could calm down. And then we could all get along, rather than assuming because people pray in a certain direction, eat particular foods or don't eat particular foods at certain times, or observe Ramadan, eschew alcohol in some cases, wear a hijab or whatever, read the Quran, that person's automatically a bad person. That's obviously as preposterous as assuming this person's automatically virtuous. So it's ridiculous to say that, you know, 1.5 billion people are all bad or somehow responsible for the worst member of them. Just like, you know, people who are Christian or post-Christian or white or indigenous British or whatever, they shouldn't be judged by the worst members of those communities. Or indeed the best. I mean, more like the average, or really, really give the person a chance, individuality, because people are different. People vary. That's what prejudice is, judging before you know the person, automatically assuming that someone is good or bad or smart or stupid or lazy or industrious or whatever it may be, just because of the category somebody happens to fall into. Reminds you of people of cognitive misers. Maybe people try to think as little as possible. They use these cognitive shortcuts, and they like to be able to categorize people because it simplifies life, but it leads to some very unsafe assumptions about who's friend or foe or whatever, or what virtues or vices or abilities or disabilities somebody has based on and falling to some sort of arbitrary category. It also makes me call to mind, you know, imagine communities that you actually don't have that much in common with people who happen to be the same faith as you, or nationality or ethnicity or whatever, that really individual psychology matters far more. The personality type is far more revealing than happen to be born in a certain geographical space, or carry a particular passport or whatever, or have be a certain ethnicity, or be brought up in a particular religion. That actually doesn't tell you much. You need to get to know the individual. So for once, I have to lend the police my full support and hope that these scumbags who've been attempting the murder of police and people because of their ethnicity or religion, you know, that they get long prison sentences. You know, 5 years, that was a starting point for those, should be the starting point for these people, for riotous affray. Starting these fires, arson, you know, could easily cause murder. And it distracts the police from the things they're trying to deal with anyway. But so much of the idea of cracking down on shoplifting, the police are going to say, forget it, we've got to prioritize this. So it's all very worrying. I'm sad to say that we haven't seen the worst of it. Someone I think has come out of this bit unfairly is Nigel Farage, who I don't think directly or indirectly said, you know, attack the police, physically attack illegal immigrants, start a fire, smash the windows of a car, anything like that. He said, you know, he wasn't sure if this was terrorist related or not. He didn't know, but he thought that this possibility shouldn't be discounted. It's unfair to go from that to saying this is somehow incitement to violent crime. So Farage is someone who I denounce a lot, but perhaps some of the vituperation of him has been undue and excessive. But he's got more sway with the sort of people who are very perturbed by illegal immigration. He's got more influence with them with most. So he really ought to raise his voice to say, no, go home, stay in. Okay, you can protest peacefully, but there mustn't be the slightest act of violence. So anybody, if you know anything that might be of use to the police about who's been committing these crimes, please tell all you can to the police. That's my penny's worth. What can you do to help these people? And there's been the far left call themselves anti-racism demonstrations and saying, oh, asylum seekers welcome here. But by increasing illegal immigration, asylum, it's obviously more pressure on public services and blah, blah, blah. I mean, the far left, they're obviously a grave threat to a free society as well. So I don't really want to join them, but I certainly don't want to do anything which would aid and comfort to the racists and the Islamophobics, the Islamophobes who are committing crimes on the streets of the UK. All right, we can all get it wrong. We can all be friends, actually. So thank you so much for listening. Please subscribe to my channel on Patreon, donate or PayPal. Goodbye.